I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Wednesday, the 16th of October. We honor excellence in teaching this hour. Earlier this month, Sarah Berndt, who teaches ninth grade Spanish and also an introductory international baccalaureate class, received a 2013 Milken Educator Award. Her award from the Milken Family Foundation was one of just 40 in the country, and she was the only teacher in Wisconsin to receive this prestigious honor. This was founded in 1985 by the Milken Family Foundation as a way to recognize early to mid-career teachers who exhibit exceptional instructional talent and student learning results, who demonstrate accomplishments outside the classroom, and who are educators whose contributions may be unheralded but worthy of the spotlight. We're going to be talking with her and with the Senior Vice President of the Milken Educator Awards during the course of this hour. We love to honor teachers on this show. Before we get rolling with this, as you well know, we're in our winter fall membership drive, and we have a special hour coming up this hour. These don't happen all that often, so I invite you to pledge. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,400 this hour from Peggy and Paul Summerside from DePere and Kim and Eric Liu from Eau Claire. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So this would be a great hour for you to pledge. If you have a teacher in your life you would like to honor, pledge. If you know a teacher you would like to honor, that means everybody who's listening right now, call with a pledge. Here's our pledge number, 888-202-2552, or you can go to WPR.org to make your pledge as well. Jane Foley is our guest now. Jane is Senior Vice President of the Milken Educator Awards. She oversees the selection and notification of educators. She was honored as a Milken National Educator for the state of Indiana in 1994. She was a public school educator for 24 years at both the elementary and high school levels as a teacher, also as a principal, and we're welcoming on-air phone calls for her. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Later in the hour, Sarah Berndt will be joining us, who teaches at Ronald Wilson Reagan College Preparatory High School. It's an MPS school, nationally recognized, and she will join us as we honor teachers this hour of the program. Jane, thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you for that great introduction and also for featuring us today.
Yeah, our great pleasure. We don't honor teachers enough in this society, I think, and it's an honor to be able to speak with you and the teacher who will join us a little later. This is quite a prestigious award. Can you give me a little bit of the history of it?
Absolutely, and we consider it to be very prestigious, so we really appreciate your bringing honor to us today. It is called the Oscars of Teaching, and as you mentioned, it was started in 1985. 12 educators were honored in California in 1987. We are now only 2,600 coast-to-coast, so we are the face of American teaching profession. We're in urban, such as Sarah. There's suburban, rural. It's elementary, secondary. We represent every discipline. The commonality of our recipients is excellence and a passion to serve young people in the community. You know, every successful person, and you already, you know, referred to that in your introduction, every successful person can think of a teacher.
Yes.
And a teacher that made that influence. We all have a story. And I hope though your listeners are thinking about that teacher, and I love the idea that you're inviting them to make a pledge to honor their favorite teacher.
Isn't it true that teachers so often in so many of our lives have discovered something in us that we never saw in ourselves, and it may influence the whole course of our lives?
You're so right. And again, we all have that story. We can think of the teacher that changed our life. We remember their name. We remember what it was like to be in their classroom. And years later, we think about how that person changed our life. And that's one of the purposes that we do with the Milken Educator Award, is to find those individuals and say, we recognize it, we're watching, we appreciate it, and what we want Sarah and our other recipients to do is to continue that great work, because they are needed so greatly by all of us.
Now tell me a little bit about you. You won this award back in 1994. You were a teacher, public school educator, principal, elementary, high school for a long time.
And what happened is because we have this confidential selection process, is literally the award falls from the sky. It's a gift to people. And so to a person, our Milken educators are very surprised. They're very humbled. But immediately what happened to me within 24 hours, I had this intrinsic motivation. Now I really need to do something. I need to prove that the recognition went to the right person. And now, all these years later, I have this voice inside my head. I'm a Milken educator. I was recognized for a reason. I need to really think about how I can make a contribution every single year.
Good for you. Why did you become a teacher, Jane?
I was one of those people that had an epiphany very young in life. I always wanted to be a teacher. I saw a teacher and I thought, I want to be her. I want to be that educator that people want to be around and that really excites people about learning. And they said that about Sarah, is she's cool. They want to be around her. They want to be in her classroom after school and before school. And so she's influencing young people to love her subject and to think about teaching themselves.
Do you worry about this profession? I think it might be fair to say that a lot of teachers are concerned that they're not getting recognition. The job is very, very difficult. Are you worried that not as many people will choose this most honorable profession?
Not only worried, there's a lot of data to prove that people are not selecting teaching as a career. The attrition rate in the first 5 years is pretty dramatic. People do not feel supported. They don't feel respected. They leave the profession at rapid rates. And that is the primary goal of our award, is first of all to find the individuals such as Sarah and to give them an incentive to stay in the profession, but then also to spread the word to the public about how we value the work of educators and to young people. When Sarah was notified, all the students were in the auditorium. They all stood up and cheered. We want them to go home and say, my teacher got this award. Teachers are so important, and we hope that our award lifts everyone to and reminds us about the importance and the value of teachers.
And she was so humble. She was saying to the person sitting next to her, I understand, oh, I wonder who's going to get an award here, never thinking that she was the one.
That happens in almost all of our notifications, is they're looking around thinking of who else is going to get the award. And as you probably know, she is the advisor for the online newspaper, and her students were there to cover the event. And she was very gracious in her interviews with the media, and she said, never in a million years did I think that I would be the subject of the breaking news.
Oh, that's great. We have people who would like to join the conversation. Our time, because we have a pledge drive going on, is short with you. But I'm delighted you could join us. Sarah will join us a little bit later, who won the award. Brian in Eau Claire is calling in. Hi, Brian.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to speak real briefly about the award. My mother was a 2003 winner.
Oh.
Out of Newburgh, Oregon. She's a theater teacher. And since winning the award, she's been teaching now for about 20 years, so she'd been teaching for about 10 when she won it. In the past 10 years, the award has inspired both her and her community to do really great things for their theater. The high school students are now, you know, competing internationally even. They just took 19 students to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland, and that was almost entirely funded through, you know, community support. They raised nearly $120,000 to get students who would never have been able to go to this amazing international festival and perform. And so it's just been hugely inspiring, not only for her, but for also the parents of the teacher, of the students, former students, and other community members in her town outside of Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's so wonderful, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, do you know we did this great interview a couple weeks back with the author of Drama High? Do you know that book?
I don't. My mother almost certainly does.
Yeah, if she doesn't have it, tell her to read it. It's really an inspirational story.
Could I jump in and ask Brian? Brian, what is your mother's name so we can share it with everyone?
Hendria Ferguson.
Yes, I know Hendria. And I love that you told that story, because that is what we're so hopeful, is that the award brings further resources and opportunities to Milken educators. Because of the award, they're able to do even more for their students, and that she has been able to expand their influence, you know, even internationally, is so exciting.
It sure is, Brian.
And her program has grown. I mean, she's teaching high school students in a semi-rural community, and her Shakespeare class has 40 students every semester. it's just incredible. So been a really powerful influence.
I love these stories. Thank you, Brian, so much for your call.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, our great pleasure to hear about that. Isn't that wonderful? Somebody whose mom won listening right now. It's just
and
great.
Pass along your regards to your mom.
Yeah, and Tom in Madison is next. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
It's great to hear this program. My daughter, Megan Dixon, won the award about 5 years ago.
Megan was there with us just recently. Megan was with us just recently at Sarah's notification.
Yeah, and she, you know, I've experienced, I try to choke up a little bit here talking about it, but I experienced with the parents and the administrators and everybody, just the extraordinary, you know, commitment and dedication that she gives to these students and the families, and it just cracks me up.
Yeah,
to see the profession degraded and denigrated by these idiot politicians and others, to me, is just a horrifying thing, and something that I really think we have to grab the bull by the horns and try and keep people like her giving, you know, as they do to this old, to these kids. They so many need it so much because of the families that they come from, you know.
Thank you, Tom, so much.
And, Tom, you will be, I think, you'll feel good to know that when Megan was at the notification, she was so excited by that day and by being at Sarah's school that she was telling Sarah, I want my kids to go to this school, and I'm going to find a way for that to happen.
Oh, thank you, Tom, for speaking so much from the heart. And in the last couple moments we have with you, Jane, how do we honor teachers? How do we give them more respect?
I would say that that your listeners, I think, are really taking to heart. First of all, I hope they send a pledge to honor their teacher. And it's nice to see people like Megan and, you know, Hendria and Sarah honored in the newspaper and on the TV. But other things that anyone can do is the teacher they're thinking of today, that person that changed their life, pick up the phone, send an email, send a written card. I was thinking about you today. I want to tell you that you were the teacher that changed my life and really helped me to succeed. And any teacher would love to have $25,000 and be honored in such a way, but the personal notes mean so much, and it's something that every single listener can do today.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice. Jane, congratulations on all you've done and for your award, and thank you very much for being with us.
And thank you for featuring us today.
Yeah, our pleasure. Jane Foley, Senior Vice President of the Milken Educator Awards. We're talking about this because just a couple weeks ago, a high school teacher, she teaches technology and Spanish at Ronald Wilson Reagan College Preparatory High School. It is an MPS school on the south side of Milwaukee, won this very prestigious award. And so we love to honor teachers. And, you know, I'm with Jane. Send a note to the teacher who made a difference in your life. We all have teachers like that, and perhaps self-serving, but it's okay because I think we teach every day as well. Call and honor your favorite teacher, or put it on our Facebook page. I'd love to read those of the person who made a huge difference in your life. Pledge in that person's honor. That'd be a good thing to do this hour. You'll feel good about it. Our pledge number is 888-202-2552. This is our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn. The wonderful John Munson is joining me in our studios here in Milwaukee, and we are here to ask you to invest just a few minutes of your time to support your future WPR listening. A contribution of any amount would do just that. Make your gift now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, good morning, Kathleen.
Hey, John.
And it's good to be back here again today. Well, now, last hour, we heard from a dozen new and returning members. Thank you so much for those pledges. The news bulletin this hour is that we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,400.
All right.
So $2,400 on the table for us to pick up in addition to what you're going to pledge already. This extremely generous match is from Peggy and Paul Summerside of De Pere and Kim and Eric Liu from Eau Claire. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You can get your pledge doubled right now. This is a great opportunity at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I like these hours where we double the pledges. It's really a good hour for you to pledge. This is a remarkable network. Those of you who listen, you know this. You hear from the people who write the bills, the wonderful authors we have, the people who have unique experiences. We honor teachers. We just do so much good work, and we're glad to seek these people out and get them on the show. It's really a privilege for all of us who work here, but it's your support that really makes it possible. So please make great radio happen right now with your pledge at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Well, and Kathleen, we've made giving about as easy as we can possibly make it. All we need is a name, contact information, the amount of the pledge, and how it's going to be paid.
And you can save time and money and use a credit card if you'd like, or you can start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You choose how to give. You do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I would ask you, if you're a listener, you know, why do you listen? And if you're listening now, then you want to be listening in the future. And if you've listened in the past and the future rolls around and it's not there, you won't have anything to listen to.
And I guess I would tell you that it's NPR and WPR, National Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Radio. And you are its public. And the funding for WPR and NPR comes from you.
I'm Larry.
I'm Ellie.
And we're from Madison, Wisconsin.
And please join us as sustaining members of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I listen to public radio and I'm a sustaining member. That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with John Munson. We are asking for your support of WPR during our fall membership drive. Your gift may be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And remember, we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from Peggy and Paul Summerside of De Pere and Kim and Eric Liu of Eau Claire. Your gift of $50 becomes $100. $100 turns into $200. Well, don't make me do more math than that. Take advantage of this match to make your gift go even further in paying for WPR programs like the one you're listening to right now. Get your pledged matched dollar-for-dollar right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've never pledged to WPR before. Today, you'll find out how it feels.
And trust me, it feels great. It feels great to support something you love, something you use and rely on every day. So take a moment to feel great today when you make your first ever pledge of, say, oh, I don't know, $5 a month or whatever amount is right for you. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we do want to let you know, those who already renew by mail or if you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are the backbone of WPR.
Oh, that is so true. And if you haven't given yet, join thousands of other wonderful WPR members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And our dollar-for-dollar match, John, still in effect. This is a really good hour to give. It's double your money. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
But wait, there's more.
Yes.
There's always more. We have a brand new WPR travel mug, and you'll want to be the first one on your block to have one. Your pledge of $15 a month or more will make this happen. It's handy, and it's a nice reminder of how you enjoy WPR. It's made by Clean Canteen. You can get your new travel mug at WPR.org or 888-202-2555. 952.
When you make a pledge, you become a sustainer. You can, and your sustaining membership will automatically renew every year. You'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. It's really easy to set up. It's a great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kathleen.
And we're also asking you to call and pledge in honor of your favorite teacher this hour, because it's like I go home with all these books and papers. It's like I never left school, which is great because I loved going to school. I loved going to school. But think of how much you learn every day. I mean, it's like we're going to school all the time, this continuing education. So please call and honor your teachers who made a huge difference in your life. Teachers deserve more respect, and we take every chance we can to give them that. So honor your teachers this hour. It's 888-202-2552. And we are honoring a teacher who has already received a great honor. This is the teacher we've been talking about, the first part of the program, who won this remarkable national award, prestigious award, a couple weeks ago. Sarah Berndt is a teacher at the Ronald Wilson Reagan College Preparatory High School. It's an MPS school, and she was awarded the $25,000 Milken Educator Award. Students, she teaches technology, she teaches Spanish there as well to a diverse urban group of people, and she also is the editor of Reagan's online school newspaper, which is terrific. As you heard Jane say, the newspaper was there. She had no idea she was going to receive this award, but the students who were her students were there, and they didn't know it either, to take pictures of whoever won, and by golly, it was Sarah. We're welcoming on-air calls for her. Our phone number on-air is 800-486-8655. Hello, Sarah. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. So tell us about this moment. I read about it in the newspaper, but you're in this huge assembly at the school, and you had no idea it was you who was about to receive this award, did you?
No, it was the most surreal moment of my entire life, I'm pretty sure. So because I am the advisor of the newspaper, we were told about a week ahead of time that I needed to get reporters and photographers on this big event, this big assembly. But even the principal didn't know what it was about. And so I kept going back to my staff saying, you know, when I know something, I'll let you know. When I know something, I'll let you know. And I'll tell you, at about 5 o'clock that morning, I sent an email to everybody saying, I still don't know anything. All I know is we're part of breaking news. So be there, be prepared. I can't wait for it. And so honestly, we had no clue. We had no clue at all. It was just going to be there were social dignitaries. That's all we knew. Could be something about college readiness. We had no clue. And so the moment that Ms. Foley, Dr. Foley, actually just announced that she was even there to recognize a teacher, from all of my colleagues' perspectives and my own, that alone astounded us. You know, that doesn't happen as often. So that was just really exciting to hear that they were there recognizing teachers. And we were appreciative of that. And then the fact that they said they were going to honor one teacher in particular, and then, you know, that was so prestigious and one person in Wisconsin, I did not think at all it was going to be me. I looked around the auditorium and thought it could be any single solitary one of these people I work with, because they're all amazing. So honestly, the moment my name was said blew me away.
Oh, the story gets better and better. I didn't know this part of it. And you also have said that it's a monetary award as well, that you have some student loans that you are still paying off. This is going to go for paying some of that down, right?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I was looking at thinking I'm going to be 50, 55 by the time these are paid off. So it's definitely going to put a significant dent into my student loans, which is so appreciative. I mean, I didn't go into teaching for, you know, any kind of monetary award. So to have this just kind of be awarded to me in honor of this magnitude, I'm so appreciative.
Yeah. Tell me what you teach. You teach really a combination of courses, don't you?
I do. And, you know, I've had kind of a really a potpourri of an experience as an educator, which is neat. I've done fourth grade for 3 years. I did middle school English and Spanish for 3 years. And now I have taught high school ninth graders this is my fourth year. And I teach Spanish 1 to non-native speakers. And then I also teach a class called MYP Technology, or Introduction to IB. We're an international baccalaureate school. So that course is the technology course for the IB program.
And you also are the senior editor, the teacher editor of the school newspaper.
I am. That is a new endeavor that we have this year, and we couldn't be more thrilled about it. There was a student that I had in my technology class last year who, just in the middle of a presentation, I can't remember why, the idea came up about, you know, there could be a newspaper, and I raised my hand and said, I would love to be your advisor. And so she got together a little group and came and saw me in a free period about a week later and said, hey, let's really do this. And it was all the students' ideas, and now we have just a wonderful staff, and we're about to go live. It's an online publication. So after a bunch of training on my part and their part in scholastic journalism, we are about to go live. It's just really exciting.
Oh, can we get to the site?
You can get there. Right now, if you go, you're going to see it's under maintenance mode because we haven't gone live yet.
Okay.
But it is www.reaganewspaper.com.
Reaganewspaper.com. Mm-hmm.
And okay. So when you go there, yeah, it's just you're going to see a white page that says under maintenance mode. And then it'll give you a little countdown, too. And that countdown is kind of off. We think we're going to be able to go live before the date that says on there. But we're just getting our ducks in a row, and all the students are really getting into their roles and learning how to best report and be responsible reporters and student press law and all those exciting things before we go live.
Wonderful. Sarah Burnt is our guest here on the Ideas Network, and she won this huge award, the Milken Educator Award. She's the only teacher in Wisconsin to have won this year, and one of 40 teachers in the country, so it's really a big deal. She is a teacher at the Ronald Wilson Reagan College Preparatory High School. It's an MPS school on the south side of Milwaukee. She won, well, as you can tell, teaching is not a high-paying profession, so she won $25,000, which is a big deal for anybody. But for a teacher, she got to pay down some of her student loans. And more than that, she was honored for all the work that she's done and said that she teaches in a school where anybody could have won because the teachers are so phenomenal. We welcome on-air calls for Sarah. If you would like to call and congratulate her or honor a teacher who made a huge difference in your life, we all have teachers like that. We would love to hear from you. Our on-air number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. On Central Time today, in today's busy world, it can be pretty hard to sit down and enjoy a good book. An English professor will make the case for slowing down. I'm Kathleen Dunn. We'll be back with Sarah in just a moment and welcome your phone calls. It's good to see phone calls coming in to talk to this honored teacher. John Munson is joining me in our studios in Milwaukee, and we have Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive going on right now. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like this. I'm a former teacher myself. I know that John's family is educators, and it's wonderful to spend an hour honoring teachers. It's such an important profession. So we want to keep these topics alive, and your support makes that happen. Listeners like you provide the largest single piece of the funding here at WPR. Give now. Any amount makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this hour, any amount makes even more of a difference than usual because we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,400 in effect right now. It's a great time to pledge because for every dollar you give, Peggy and Paul Summerside from DePeer and Kim and Eric Liu from Eau Claire will donate an additional dollar. It's their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A very important hour to give, not only for the subject matter, but for what John just talked about, too. It's a good hour to give. Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained all hours of the day. You enjoy this program, the Joy Cardine Show, 45 North, Larry Mueller Show, and the many, many other programs you've really come to rely on.
Well, and I think one of the things that people tell us is that WPR gives you a window on the world like
right.
no no other.
Right.
So support this exciting mix of shows that you enjoy on this station with your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you give today, become a sustainer. As a sustaining member, you give a monthly amount, $10 or $15, and it will automatically come out of your bank account or credit card, and then your monthly gift will continue until you ask us to make a change.
Well, and why do that? Well, it means that we can depend on you the way you depend on us day in and day out, year in and year out, and you're in control. You can change your giving at any time. It's a very convenient way to give, and I can tell you it is extremely helpful to Wisconsin Public Radio. So please become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
WPR has been around for a long time. How long? Is it 1917, John?
That's what it says on the plaque outside Vilas Hall.
1917. Isn't that something?
Yeah, Professor Terry, the physicist, yeah.
Great. It's quite a historical legacy. And the reason we're here is because we're committed to quality. The quality is possible thanks to you. Listeners make up the single largest piece of our budget.
Your contribution makes this program possible. Not only this program, but all the others as well. You're part of the quality, a crucial part of the quality you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio when you make a donation. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
A reminder, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from Peggy and Paul Summerside from DePere and Kim and Eric Liu from Eau Claire. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 into $200. Take advantage of this match to make your gift go even further in paying for WPR programs. Get your pledge matched dollar-for-dollar right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Schuster, a producer for The Joy Cardine Show. Like a lot of media, we tackle controversial issues, but on the Ideas Network, we do it differently. And we hear that time and time again from our guests.
I'm taking a position that I understand is not very popular, not very well understood. And in spite of that, having been on this program for an hour, I feel like I have been treated with great respect. I've been asked some good and difficult questions, but I haven't been lectured to or yelled at. And this is a rare model for the world, I think, that you've got here.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support during this fall membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with John Munson. We are asking for your support of WPR. Thank you in advance for your gift of $10 or $15 a month or whatever amount you choose. It's the right amount. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And here's something to think about. Your employer might match your donation.
All right.
So you could double the value of your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you don't know whether your employer will match your gift, well, pledge now and ask your Human Resources Department the next time you get a chance. Either way, pledge your support to this program and WPR at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. Give now. Honor teachers. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we have a new WPR travel mug as well. You'll want to get one for your pledge of $15 a month or more. It's handy, and it's a nice reminder of how much you enjoy WPR, and it's made by Clean Canteen. So get your new travel mug at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
To you in a little while. Sarah Berndt is with us now, teacher at the Ronald Wilson Reagan College Preparatory High School. It's an MPS school. She was honored a couple weeks ago. She received a 2013 Milken Educator Award, one of just 40 in the whole country, and the only teacher to receive this award this year in the state of Wisconsin. It's a very, very big national award, and we wanted to talk to her about teaching and honor her and honor other teachers as well. Our on-air phone number, 800-486-8655. And Brian in Milwaukee is our first caller for you, Sarah. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hi.
And good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon. Is this Mr. Bell?
Yes, it is.
I
was just driving around and happened to hear this, but I wanted to actually congratulate you on air. I am one of those parents who has seen Ms. Berndt work up close. She is an outstanding, outstanding teacher. I've been on a couple of field trips with her.
Oh.
She has energy that I've not seen in a lot of people. She is an outstanding teacher, and I'm so glad that she got this award. She was a great teacher to my son, and I just wanted to call in and say congratulations.
Oh. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Is your son still at the high school, Brian?
No, he isn't. We transferred him, but, I mean, that doesn't take away from anything from her.
Right.
So.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. It's great that
you were
driving and listening. It does take, he mentioned energy. It really does take a whole lot of energy to be a teacher, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Energy and enthusiasm, I think that's a big part of it, too.
Right.
If you go into it with a positive mind, it's definitely one of those professions where positivity and enthusiasm, having it or not having it, will make or break you. And so it's definitely helpful.
Why did you decide to become a teacher, Sarah?
I decided to become a teacher for many reasons. First and foremost, both my grandparents were teachers, and they were wonderful role models in my life. And I always looked up to both of them, and I had my grandmother as a teacher, and so that was wonderful to see her in her element every day. But then another really big reason was because school was pretty difficult for me, even though I had those role models, when I got to about the high school age, 7th, 8th grade even. And, you know, I had some really amazing teachers, I did. But then I also had some years where I just felt very stagnant and unenthused, unmotivated. And for me, I really went into it as well to try and be a little bit different, to kind of break the mold and really think about, you know, those years where I struggled with paying attention and being motivated to do my best, trying to incorporate some of the things that I wish I would have seen in those years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's also a big reason why I went into it.
Let's go to Sandy in Solon Springs. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you so much. I just wanted to thank a teacher that I had. I never had an opportunity to thank her. She turned my entire life around. She gave me confidence that I did not have. She saw the good in me that nobody else did. I was a straight F student.
Oh, my goodness.
I averaged maybe going to school one day a week, and that was only on Fridays because that's when we had parties in the parking lot. I had led an all-school walkout. Needless to say, this was back in the 70s, but I had led an all-school walkout. I moved into high school, and she was my Phi Ed teacher, of all things.
Hmm.
I hated gym. I hated everything about school because there was nothing that would stimulate my interest. The other teachers I had didn't have the time of day for me because I was the proverbial troubled student. And this Phi Ed teacher sat me down one day and just laid it all out for me. She said, "What do you want to do with your life?" And I didn't know. And she said, "Well, what can I do to help you?" And I told her, you know, more or less, I bared my soul to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she promised me that if I could fulfill the requirements for a letter jacket, that she would help me get it. Because that was one thing I idolized, all the athletes in our school. I went to senior high in Superior, you know, the Spartan hockey team, state champions, the whole nine yards. I idolized any of the students that had a letter jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher, her name was Margaret Hoadley. In 10th grade, she made me a promise that if I could complete 10th grade and at least pull a C average, that she would get me signed up and get me into the sports programs one way or another, and she would make sure I got my letter jacket as long as I fulfilled my sign.
All right, and it happened, right? We have to go to another call, and we're running short on time, but it happened. Sandy, I'm so glad you called, and she had my favorite female name, Margaret. How do you? That's amazing. Call me back sometime, Sandy, because I wonder what you did all the 4 days you didn't go to school. What do you do all those days? What do you do? I know you're a college prep high school, but I'm sure that you also occasionally, Sarah, encounter students who aren't giving you their all. So how do you get them to do that? How do you inspire?
You know, it was funny when I was listening to Sandy speak, I was thinking of a student that I, a couple of years ago, had, and I called her every day. I called the student every day at about 6:15 in the morning because the student wasn't coming to school, and I was like, why aren't you coming? And she said, I don't have an alarm clock. And I said, is your mom or dad home? She said, no, no one can wake me up. I said, do you have a telephone? She said, yeah, I have a cell phone. I said, well, then put it next to your bed, and I'm going to call you every morning.
Oh, Sarah.
So things like that, you have to get creative because there will be students and there will be, you know, when you ask a question, well, what about this or what about that, there will be a lot of no's and a little bit of a brick wall for a while. But if you keep asking and you keep doing what it sounds like Sandy's teacher really did for her, which was such a beautiful story,
mm-hmm.
You really can make a difference with one particular student, especially when that student's struggling with attendance, for example.
Yeah. Oh, you called every morning. What a story. Thank you, Sandy, for your call. Kathleen in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi. I'm loving the show, and thank you so much. Congratulations to the teacher. And I'll have a question for her in 1 second, but I'd like to give a shout-out to someone who wasn't my teacher, but her name is Ms. Arlene Skorowski, and she taught for 29 years at North Division. And nowhere in that building is there a picture or anything to give credit to her, but there's lots of sports, and I have nothing against sports, but lots of sports coaches and athletes. And yet one of her students, and she's had thousands, Frank Gaston Jr., went on to become a choreographer and a backup dancer for Michael Jackson.
Oh.
And Kathleen, I know they really wanted you and me to do it, but he hired Beyonce, which won Grammys, to do Put a Ring on It, and he choreographed that. And she, with Brother Booker Ash, founded Capita Theater here in Milwaukee probably 30 years ago. And thank you so much for giving me that opportunity, because I find it interesting that arts and theater and music, and there is nothing in that school to indicate that she did anything.
Well, there should be.
And my question is, and that was a great story about you calling it every morning at 6:15, but what other kind of special techniques or, you know, could you, if you were talking to new incoming teachers, other than passion, what kind of concrete suggestions would you give to them as to how they could become the next recipient of this award?
Thank you so much for your call, Kathleen.
That's a fantastic question. That's a wonderful question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from somebody who didn't even really know about the award beforehand and didn't even know I was in the race for it, that was kind of tough. But just to be a fantastic teacher and to be honored by their students and staff and respected, I think a concrete idea is to get to know your students. And a way you can do that is at the beginning of the school year, or any point, too, if you just feel like you're being disconnected with them, to give them an interest survey, to ask them personal questions, to do, even if there isn't the time during the day, I know people always say there's not enough time from bell-to-bell instruction, but to do an exit slip where you ask a personal question and you have them write, and then you, on your own time outside of the class, you can just write them back a sentence or two, but it's to each student and it's personal, and that really starts to form the connection. And I think no matter how well you know your content, unless you don't have a connection with your students, or unless you do have a connection, I should say, any teacher, especially a new teacher, is probably going to struggle in the classroom with getting the maximum results with their students and having them feel confident and proud in their skills. So I think that's a couple different ideas that they could do.
Thank you so much, Kathleen, for your call. You were teaching, I know, during the early part of our show, but we had several people call whose mothers and, in one case, a daughter had won this award from Wisconsin. And also, Jane said winning this inspired all those people to go on and do even more. So who knows what you're going to do in the next 10 years, right, Sarah?
I have no clue. I know. I'm so excited. I'm excited for all the future has to hold, definitely in the field of education.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine doing anything different than teaching, to be honest.
Oh, I'm so, congratulations, and I'm so happy you could join us for part of our show today. Thank you so much, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure, Sarah. Sarah Burnt, and she is a teacher at the Ronald Wilson Reagan College Preparatory High School. It's on Milwaukee's South Side. It is a Milwaukee public school. It's in the MPS school district. And she's an inspiration, isn't she? She received the 2013 Milken Educator Award just in the last couple weeks. Her award, one of just 40 in the country, the only teacher this year in Wisconsin to receive such a prestigious award. Congratulations to her. And this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And a special program note just handed to me tonight at 6 on the Ideas Network. We'll bring you a special edition of On Point. You'll hear the very latest on the deal in Washington. We've spent a lot of time talking about this. So is On Point. Been doing terrific coverage of this to end the government shutdown and resolve the debt ceiling situation. Coverage straight from the Capitol, plus expert analysis, a special tonight, On Point, on the deal to end the government shutdown. Well, that was a great hour. We're having a great day because the next hour, we have doggies and we have doggies in the studio. I've been looking forward to this day so much. I can't tell you. I'm Kathleen Dunn. I love dogs, if you didn't know that. John Munson is joining me in our studios in Milwaukee. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive, and we are here today to raise the money that pay for the programs that you enjoy. Programs like this one, where we honored teachers. Doesn't get better than this. That's how WPR works. The people who use it help pay for it. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now and support the programs that you count on.
Well, Kathleen, I have great news. We made our match.
Wonderful.
So
Thank you, everybody.
We captured all of those $2,400 from Peggy and Paul Summerside, from DePere and Kim and Eric Liu from Eau Claire. They matched us up to $2,400, and so far we've raised just under $3,000 this hour, but that's no reason to stop.
No.
We need to keep on going. So thank you to those who have made this match possible. But please continue to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're asking you to pledge for teachers this hour of the program. You've been enjoying conversation. Wasn't she an inspiration? And all the people who called in, and Carolyn and Robert from Eau Claire, who pledged, said we're both retired educators. Carolyn taught in classrooms for 38 years. Bob was an environmental educator, administrator at an outdoor learning center. Obviously love this program. And we try to honor teachers whenever we can. So please take a few minutes to make this hour and many more possible. We're teachers in a sense here, too, and we're all students of the wonderful people who grace our microphones. Pledge in honor of teaching this hour. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, it's a great thing to do with just a couple of minutes of your time today, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, that is. Just give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Pretty simple. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe, and we do not share it with any other organization.
And think of where your gift goes. It supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, one of the things we often hear from listeners is that they've found themselves thinking about something in a new way after hearing one of our shows. Maybe that's how you feel. Well, that's the beauty of the Ideas Network. You get multiple points of view. You value what you hear on the Ideas Network. Now, pledge your support. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR, you can be assured that we will always have your interests at heart. We can continue to serve our listeners and communities because of the support that we receive from members, including 550 members of WPR's 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM members support WPR with a gift of $1,200 or more each year. And to make this leadership gift of $100 a month or a gift of any amount, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Make your pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I'm John Munson with Kathleen Dunn. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive, and we have had a terrific hour, Kathleen.
Good.
Almost $3,000 raised. We captured our match, and we got 25 pledges, including 16 brand-new members. Well, you can help fund the programs you rely on. Join all those who've already pledged this hour when you give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We really appreciate all of your calls this hour, and we appreciate our sustainers, members who give WPR reliable monthly support. Thank you if you're a sustainer. Thank you for your pledge. May today the day that you may increase your support of WPR by $5 a month or whatever amount you choose. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you, John Munson. The puppies are here. The puppies are here. Oh, we're going to talk about dog therapy the next hour of our show. I've been looking for, well, I look forward to every day. I love this job, but the dogs are here, and that's going to be great. I also want to pay particular attention and thanks to Rhonda Fanning and KP Whaley, who produced this show, and thanks, everybody, for all your pledges.